Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you today?
I'm okay. How about you, John?
Yeah, not too bad over here. I appreciate you asking. Hump day, you know, getting through to the weekend. And I'm speaking with Brian. Is that right?
That's correct.
Business owner. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Hawk sent over some information, you know, just catching speed on the calls there. I know you guys talked briefly before, and I just wanted to make sure before we go dive into a lot of details and everything, do you have any questions on our program that I can answer first?
Honestly, I was asking him the last time we had to reschedule for was, what are you guys going to do and how much is it going to cost me?
Sure thing. Yeah,
on a quarterly or semi-annually or whatever basis.
No problem. Yes, sir. Well, we are very flexible when it comes to pricing. We want to make sure that we're helping the business grow in the right direction, not hurting it. Okay, so we do have options for contracts if you would like that. But and by doing that, it saves you more money. But at the same time, if that's not something you're looking for, we don't have to put any contracts on it. It's month-to-month basis, flat rate. Okay?
Let me just say that the money is not a concern to me as long as is the – incoming work and stuff is equivalent to what is being paid out for it. Of course, yes.
Yes, sir. The return is important.
For example, I have plenty of customers, and they come to me without any internet or any kind of advertising. And
gotcha. Okay.
But I'm looking to hire new crews and take on more work, which requires me to do advertising to bring on new work. But at the same time, since I've built this webpage, which is just recently, I've had a ton of fraudulent stuff come in.
Mm.
So I just recently come to the realization that I either have to hire somebody to take in that fraudulent stuff and call them basically, you know, and weed out the fraudulent stuff to the real customers. And then they send them over to me, and then I get every estimate I've ever gone and done, I've gotten 99% of the work that I've ever wanted to get. You know.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not trying to advertise. Hold your thought there. Not trying to advertise in areas of fixed income. You know, I want to advertise in the neighborhoods that have $1 million and $500,000 homes and working class communities that can afford my services. I mean, I can get any job that I go to and estimate. I just don't want to, you know, compare and compete with the industry standard. My customers pay me extra to do above and beyond the industry standard. So with all of that said, what can you do for me and what's it going to cost me?
Can you
cut down on the, because I know you can't eliminate all the internet fraud, but what can you do to eliminate the reduced incoming flow of it?
Yes, sir. So I want to answer right off the bat, you know, far as the elimination of, you know, all these spam calls and things like that, we have a fully built system called our client dashboard. You have full control over it to see exactly, you know, where customers are calling from live, and also it'll help to eliminate all the spam and robocalls as well, too. Now, it's not an extra charge. I'm not trying to upsell you on anything. It is something that's included for you, all right? So whichever package that you decide to go with today, we'll make sure.
Quality leads is what I want to pay for.
Yes, sir.
Leads. Like leads that have money to pay for my services, and when I tell them the industry standard amount and the above and beyond approach that I want to do.
Yes, sir. 100%.
I like the customers that don't want to have to be bothered with an estimate. They just want to know how quickly can you get done and how much extra to get it done in half the time. That's the only thing they're concerned of.
Yes, sir. I totally get you, 100%. You know, it's not our first rodeo. We've been around we've been around the block coming up in 18 years next month. So we have an A+ and a better business rule because we really do take care of our people here. Now, far as the services that you provide, I just want to make sure to narrow things down so that way if we can have you on the elite program is Google Guaranteed. That's the most quality leads that you can get. I'm not going to lie. It's one of the best services that I've ever seen personally. I haven't seen that
one. Okay, well, I'm a full-service company. I'm a full-service company that lists multiple services. So if you're trying to type in keyword searches, you're going to be all day at it, all day long, because I do pressure washing, I do driveway ceiling, I do painting interior, exterior, blah, 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 blah. You know, okay. If I was a roofing company, it would be easy because then you got one key search there. You're right. But,
gotcha. Well,
but I'm a full service company, so I'm wondering how much can you bring into me versus how much fraud can you eliminate, if any at all. So good. Because I got to tell you, at this point, I'm not interested. I already pay people to deal with my incoming and outgoing emails. I don't need to try and drum up customers that are in a fixed income neighborhood. I already pay people to try and weed those out.
Yeah, I hear you.
That being said, well, what can you do for me?
Yes, sir. So with that being said, I just also looked at in the area to make sure that, I mean, we're going to target specific areas that you want to service to. So we can get down to logistics of saying zip codes, counties, cities, you know, things like that. So I'm not worried about too much on that end on there. I just wanted to make sure that this one particular package is available in the area, and it is. So how this process works, I'm sure you're aware of how Google works in general, right? You use Google. Everyone has, right?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. So let's say you're a customer, you're in the area, and you type in, I don't know, I'm just going to spit out an example, okay? Like carpet cleaning nearby, okay? If I type that in on the very top of Google, you're going to see only a very small handful of companies, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, there.
So far, you're not telling me anything that's going to sell me on your services.
Right,
you,
I got you.
You obviously don't understand what I was asking you. So
you need to break away
from that sales pitch and move to something else. Otherwise, you're going to lose me in the next minute. I'm just telling you. I get bombarded with what you're talking about all day long.
No. It's a little different on this one. Your business will be highlighted as Google verified. So a customer looking at it is not going to say, all right, this is just a regular company I'm looking organically. These leads are going to be exclusive for you and your company. They're not going to be spread out to anybody else.
What makes them exclusive? What makes them a good lead to me? Why should I pay for this?
So the reason why is because they're Google verified on your side. So let's say if you're going to be insured by our company. Yeah, that's what I'm going to get to you right here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the reason why it's a good lead is because the key words and the phrases are going to be put into the areas that you want to service to, for one. So you're not going to get any low income. Two, we make sure that any lead that does give you a call from the Google Verified, their quality, meaning that if you get a call and they're out of area or they're low income or whatever the case may be, saying, hey, John, this is not a quality lead, you will not be charged for those leads. Okay?
Okay, now, but I'm assuming until then, I'm in charge for every lead that comes in. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. They call directly to you, not through a third party.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I guess I haven't heard anything that would narrow down or tell me that these are quality leads coming in. So unless you can convince me that these would be quality leads, you're wasting my time.
Sure. So the difference between the Google Verified and Google Guaranteed comparison to anywhere just on the regular Google map on there, you're making sure that these customers they're not going to be saying, oh, let me just shop around. They are already looking for your services in particular that you want to be found for only. So you already know that when that phone rings, it'll say Google lead or Google Guaranteed lead. And you'll know that they're committed to go ahead and work with you on that. And those leads are not going to be ones that you're chasing down. They're chasing you down. So that's the difference on that. And the money will roll through to the next month if you don't hit those minimum leads. So you get to go ahead and choose how many leads you would like to have for that month. Now, far as the tracking for that.
Particular dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. Yes, particular dollar amount, yes. So there is a minimum of 13 leads per month. Now, I'm looking at the pricing of this exact pricing. It's at $20 per lead, which means that it's going to come out to $261 monthly. Okay, so that's for 13 leads. If you want more leads.
And so if I go through the first half dozen or whatever amount of leads and find out that they are not viable leads,
right?
Am I going to get a credit on that? Yeah,
right.
I've been told that. But at the same time, I've already paid hundreds of dollars because they're just pumping leads that were just because they're in that zip code.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, what you've told me is not anything that is going to tell me that, you know, I think it's terrible that you guys are charging per lead because there's so many window shoppers out there. But
right, so
I need to have some kind of a guarantee, and
yeah.
I don't want to have to spend a half a day of my time to try and call up and say, oh, this guy with this address and this lead brought me nowhere other than
right.
my 2 days worth of wasted time. Because
no, I
when I first joined up, you know, I've been bombarded with all sorts of fraud that, my wife is having a surgery and I want you to come in and paint the house before my wife is going to be coming home, blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, yeah. And then we arranged on an agreement and all of a sudden at the last minute, oh, well, I'm going to pay you X amount more so that you can pay for this out of that. Well, because my home realtor is going to drop the keys to you or whatever the fuck reason. Pardon my French.
You're okay.
But you see where I'm going with that? Is
yeah.
Just, I mean, that's the reason why I now have to hire somebody to take the incoming email and text and all of that and call them up and make an appointment. And the people that really answer their phone or have a legitimate answer machine or whatever,
yeah,
they send them over to me. But otherwise, I'm in the field every day. I have to work. And,
yeah.
Whatever I'm doing, it's just I don't have time
to waste your time.
The
there
stuff
you
that you're pitching me.
Well, yeah. So, as far as these leads, if they're not quality leads, you don't fight for it. You just let us know. We fight for it on your behalf because we work directly with Google. Now, you asked about if it does get charged for any reason, you will be returned that money within the first 30 to 60 days, period. If you don't hit the minimum leads, and as an example, there's a pause option. If you go on vacation or you're too busy, you have way too many leads and you don't even hit the minimum. You hit 7 leads, right, for that month. And you put it on pause, and there's a person that calls through to the Google leads on there, you will not be charged for that either. Okay, so we make sure on this end that you're not getting throwing out money out the door. We want to make sure they are the quality leads that you want to have your time on. Now, with that being said, this also still eliminating with the client dashboard of your robocalls, your spam calls. So you're not going to be getting those through on your Google guaranteed lead.
Okay, so your company works with Google or you are part of Google or how does that work?
Yep, we're a premier Google channel partner. So Google Denver calls out directly. They have partnerships, and there's many levels of partnerships. We're the elite of that. We're the premier Google channel partners for them on that. That's why we're able to go ahead and get you Google verified.
Okay, but that means really nothing to me. So
what
are you talking about, and how much is monthly and annually would that cost me?
So in order to get that
started, if I were to pay for 6 months or a year at a time, how much would this count? And what do you do for that?
Sure. So let's start off with first thing is first, they need to make sure you're qualified for Google to back you up. So I need to ask you just three things here. Is your business licensed and insured?
Correct.
Okay. And anyone that does face-to-face with a customer, are they willing to be doing a background check?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That's all. That's all the qualifications need. So what the next step would be to do the application. There's a one-time setup application fee that you never see again, and that's $250. That doesn't go to us. That's for the application, okay? Now, it does take 4 to 8 weeks for it to even get processed. Now, I have heard and seen it get done within the first 2 weeks. It just depends on how fast you are with sending that information so that way you can get approved. Now, you're not going to be charged monthly during that time. It only starts when after you get approved, okay? And the minimum for that, you said you wanted to do yearly on there, correct?
I don't care if it's monthly or yearly or anywhere in between. I just want to know. I don't want to come to find out that I could be saving $500 a year if I would pay something annually versus monthly. You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah, yeah.
If I ever come across that situation, I'm going to cancel them all together because I feel like I was robbed. You know?
Right. No, I understand. So. I understand. I totally get that. Now, I want to make sure that there's everything's in line for you and your company, where it's, so you can save the most money. So give me 2 seconds here. I want to make sure, Brian, that...
It's about the most bang, obviously, for the amount of... I mean, I still don't understand. I guess I get the picture that you've been painted for what you guys are going to do, but that doesn't really do anything for me. I don't have any inspiration to jump through any hoops to continue this conversation any further, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't see the getting rid of their spam robocalls to save you time on there, getting you to generate the leads that are quality. That
yeah,
you
but you haven't told on. Me. You haven't told me anything that would convince me that that would happen. And, you know, that's going to happen no matter what, a certain percent of it anyway. But you haven't told me about anything that's going to reduce the spam that comes in. You haven't really told, you know, all I'm being told is the amount of that I'm going to be, a percentage of that I'm going to be charged for the amount of leads. And I don't hear anything that's going to be quality leads. So.
Right. So when
the
customer
all day long
looks
about
at
zip codes, but yeah. There's so many zip codes where there's only a fraction of the zip code where you got quality leads, and the 90% of that zip code is bullshit or fixed income. So again, unless you're going to break down to me in the next few minutes how you're going to do something different, I'm really not going to take this for this conversation any further.
No, perfectly fine. Yeah, I mean, hey, if it's not for you, it's not for you. I get it. But at the same time, for the customer looking at saying, hey, I want to use your services, I know that when I see a Google Verified on the very top, then I'm going to be clicking on that to make sure that the job is going to get done. So they're committed to making sure that your services are being provided. So that's what that is. Not comparison of going on a regular Google map here and looking at a call and just give a call and try to finagle a few things and see where I'm at. These customers that are calling, they're ones that are more committed for you on that. That's what I would see on that for as far as that goes. As far as how the client dashboard works, I mean, obviously our systems make sure that they can clear out any type of, eliminate any type of spam or robocalls for you on there. If you want me to get down to the logistics on that, as far as how that process works, that's not me. I'm not the tech guy on there. I do know about the systems. I do know about our programs and what it does, but unfortunately, I'm never going to answer something that I don't know. So I hope you can respect on that, you know.
Respect that.
If this
Thank
is something,
yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I mean, as far as these clients in the right areas, sure. Granted, there's some zip codes that will have great amount of people, you know, the that have a great economy in the area, but at the same time, there is some people in certain areas that you don't want, and we can actually put that into the notes onto the account to make sure that it doesn't hit those areas as well, too. We definitely get down to detail as far as the areas that you would like to go ahead and hit and don't want to hit. So that's something we can make happen for you for sure. But as far as your leads
okay,
on there,
I guess I'm willing to move forward in the way of trial basis.
Okay.
I don't have much more time today that we can go into on detail, even though you seem like you seem to have all the answers. So is there a way you can call me back in another time?
Yeah, what time is and what day we can set that available? I'll make sure to keep it available for you as well.
Early part of next week would be great.
What day next week works better for you?
Let's say we Monday anytime after 9 a.m. Wisconsin time.
Okay.
I don't know where you're calling from.
We're all over the U.S., but me personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida. I hope you're a Green Bay fan, because I'm big time. All right.
Now I got 5% more respect for you because you're in Atlanta.
Really? All right, Brian, I'll give you that. All right. So Wisconsin, anytime after 9, I'm going to set it for, let's do it at 11 a.m. Does that work for you, your time?
Sure, next Monday. Yeah, that's fine. Appreciate
next
it.
Next Monday. Okay, yeah, we'll make that happen, okay? I'm going to put it in my calendar myself.
Okay, because I don't want to come across as rude or anything, but I am kind of, you know, I work 80 hours a week, so I need to know. A certain amount of questions, and you know, before I can spend serious time on something. So,
I get it. Hey, time is money as well too. I really respect that. So, if there's anything I don't know, I will find out the answer for you. If there is something that I do know, I want to give you all the information as possible, so you know exactly what you're getting involved with as well too. again, this is month to month.
Okay.
So it's in our best interest that you do well, right? Because we're not going to earn your business for a long time if not. It just doesn't make sense. So it'll be a loss for everyone
sure.
if that's,
yeah,
that
sure.
was the case. Yeah. So, all right.
Sure.
Well, hey, Brian, it's a pleasure talking with you, and I'm glad we met. And I'm gonna give you a call on Monday, 11 a.m. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir, and you have a great weekend.
You too. You too. Likewise. Bye, sir.